AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden notes a pandemic milestone.
Thanks to what he calls a months-long wartime effort.
We've gotten 300 million shots in the arms of Americans in 150 days. Months ahead of what most anyone thought was possible when we started.
But the president's likely to miss another goal, having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. That's a little less than 2 weeks away, and the CDC says about 52% of the population has received at least one dose. For those who haven't...
That's okay. You still have questions. But act. Act now. Act now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approves the drafting of a teaching document that could rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Biden, who support abortion rights, for receiving communion.
The Vatican is calling for a more cautious and collegial approach to the issue. Kansas City, Kansas Archbishop Joseph Nauman says President Biden's stand on abortion goes too far.
Those who advocate for abortion no longer talk in the language of choice. They talk about it as a right. That's what our president talks about it as a right.
San Diego Bishop Robert McElroy says this would invite all types of political animosity.
The sacrament which seeks to make us one will become, for millions of Catholics, a sign of division.
President Biden was asked about possibly being disqualified from receiving communion.
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going to happen.
The president attends Mass regularly and says he personally opposes abortion. I'm Ed Donahue.
11 mayors from cities from Los Angeles to tiny Tallahassee, Oklahoma, pledged to pay reparations to a small group of black residents to show how a nationwide program could work. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper vetoes a bill that would have allowed more people to carry firearms into church. This is AP News. Female soldiers stationed at Army bases in certain states face a greater risk of sexual assault and harassment than at other posts. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
The RAND Corporation studied incidents of sexual assault, harassment, and other misconduct at Army bases and finds female soldiers at Fort Hood and Fort Bliss in Texas face the highest risk, particularly those in combat commands, field artillery, or engineering jobs. Other bases with red flags are Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Carson, Colorado, and Fort Riley in Kansas. The review follows last year's death of Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen at Fort Hood, which led to criticism of military leaders for not adequately dealing with high rates of sexual assault and harassment at that base. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.